Task 3. Mrs. Tam is playing a podcast about do's and don'ts in job interviews to your class. Listen to the podcast and complete the table below.
Welcome to Career Tips again. This time, we're going to talk about do's and don'ts in job interviews. I've invited my friend Clara to tell us more about the topic. Clara has worked in a job consultancy for 5 years. Welcome, Clara.
Thanks, Michael.
First of all, most candidates are usually very nervous when they're going to job interviews. What mistakes do they usually make?
There are a couple of mistakes that candidates don't realise they've made. One of the biggest mistakes is to sit down before the interviewer asks them to. It may give the interviewer a very bad impression.
I see.
An employer told me one of his candidates complained that the lift in the building was not working well. Can you guess why?
Ha, I know. The candidate was late for the interview, right?
That's right. Even if that's the real case, candidates should aim to arrive 10 minutes before the interview time. They can calm down and get used to the environment in the extra time.
Then what should candidates do when entering the interview room?
The first thing should be to greet the interviewer. A short greeting like good morning or good afternoon will do. And don't sit down before the interviewer asks you to.
How about things to say during the interview?
It depends on the job and the company. Some companies like to ask factual questions like, can you describe your previous job? Candidates should talk about something like their job duties, difficulties faced, and their contribution to the company. However, most candidates are unhappy about their previous job, so they say something negative about their previous job and employer. That's not appropriate.
Why shouldn't candidates say something negative about their previous job and employer?
Because the potential employer may think that you like to complain and are not easy to work with.
Oh, I see. I know that besides factual questions, some companies may ask questions about current affairs.
Yes, but no matter what questions are asked, candidates should make eye contact with the interviewer. Good eye contact shows that they're confident.
Right. So candidates should make eye contact when they're answering questions.
Well, actually, they should make eye contact any time when they're talking. Moreover, don't just wait for the interviewer to ask the questions. Try to ask good questions about the job and the company.
What do you mean by good questions?
Questions that show you are interested in the job and the company. But of course, meaningful questions are not those you can easily get the answer for from the company's website.
I see.
Back to basics. Candidates should have good manners during the interview.
Such as?
They mustn't turn on their mobile phones during the interview. Even turning off the volume is not enough.
It's certainly disturbing if someone calls you when you're having an interview.
Some candidates also try to make themselves less nervous by telling jokes during the interview. In fact, it's not a wise thing to do.
Why?
You never know if the interviewer can understand your jokes or not. The interviewer may get a bad impression of you.
Ah, chewing gum can also give a bad impression.
Indeed. One last thing that candidates shouldn't do is to tell lies. You know, interviewers will jot down notes on things you said, but if you tell lies, you're very likely to forget what you said in the second interview if you're invited to one.
That's very true.
Two final things for job searchers. Remember to be confident and dress properly for the interview. Try to build up a good image and try your best.
Okay. Thanks, Clara, for sharing with us in this podcast. Hopefully, you'll come back again next time.